This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio, Hawaii Talks. I'm Catherine Cruz. Well, this week, heads were shaking over the Democratic caucus in Iowa with glitches in a new system of reporting results. Organizers point to an app that muddled the process. And all eyes will be on New Hampshire next week as the party polls its members on who they will support for president. But what about Hawaii? Well, Kate Stanley joins us in studio this morning. She is the interim head of the Democratic Party. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
And it's nice to see you again.
It's good to see you again, Catherine.
So tell us, we aren't calling what we're having here a caucus, right? We have a new name. It's called a party-run presidential primary.
Yes. So this party-run presidential primary is very different than what we've done in the past. As a caucus state, our members would go to the precinct meeting. Every 4 years, they would also participate in a presidential preference poll, and they would vote on slips of paper. And then in 2008 and 2016, we were kind of overwhelmed, and there was a lot of concern about how parties and the different states were running their primaries, and the DNC called for some reforms. So we prepared a plan to shift from that model of going to a cafeteria and doing a preference poll at the precinct meeting day to having a party-run presidential primary. We will have a mail ballot. People who are members of the Democratic Party, because this is a party-run presidential primary for party members, will receive a ballot in early March. If you've enrolled in the Democratic Party by February 18th and are also a registered voter in the state of Hawaii, you will receive a ballot. We will have a second mailing for those who register to vote and enroll in the party by March 8th. And then on April 4th, across the state, we will have 21 polling sites where people who want to participate but didn't join the party or register to vote in time for a mail ballot can show up and vote. And for people who look at their dining room table and discover they didn't mail their ballot in, yes, they can go to one of the 21 sites and turn in their ballot.
Okay, so not only do we have a new name, we have a new process. Talk to us about the turnout. You know, what's it been traditionally? You know, because the ultimate voter turnout is low in Hawaii, but what's it been for the party?
For the party, we have about 60 to 65,000 enrolled members, because we also have some people who are just associate members who won't be voting. And in 2016, when Bernie Sanders was competing with Hillary Clinton, we had 34,000 people participate. They went to a cafeteria or to a library for their precinct meeting and did a preference poll on a paper ballot. This year, because we've switched, redone our process to the mail ballot, we're hoping that we will have, and planning for, and trying to encourage people so we reach this target, approximately 55,000 people participate.
Okay, so you have big hopes.
Yeah, it is a big hope, but we know that mail-in ballots are very attractive. We know that in state elections, over 50% of people have moved to using the mail ballot. So we think because we're doing the mail ballot, we will greatly enhance our participation.
Okay, so hopefully people won't be turned off by, you know, change. We've got a new system of doing it this year, new name, and then the choice of doing it by mail or actually going to a precinct. And you've got those
to a polling site.
To a polling site, okay.
It's not a
precinct.
We're not.
My bad. Okay.
No, that's all right, because it's new and it's confusing, and we want to keep making it as clear as we can that this is a mail ballot. The polling sites will be where you will also vote on a paper, and then we will be tabulating and counting the ballots on April 4th.
Okay, and these polling sites, they're throughout the state. You know, many are schools, which people are used to. There is also the Sheraton Princess Kaʻiulani Hotel, I guess, and is that where you'll be actually voting or counting the votes?
Yes, that will be the counting site and a polling site. So next week, in the various counties and in the various newspapers across the state, the counties will be running ads giving information about the locations of the precinct elections and also the date and location of these polling sites for the party-run presidential primary.
Right, okay. And I know just looking at this sheet right now, Hawaii County, a lot of schools, community centers, Kauai, Lihue Civic Center, Maui, the Union Halls. So people just need to be aware that all this will be out there, and you'll have it on the website as well.
Yes.
Okay. And then, so as far as the ballots, you'll have, about a dozen names on there. There may be people that will drop out before this actually fires off. Anything else that you think is important for voters to know? What are the important deadlines again?
I'll go over the deadlines. I just would like to touch on the ballot. We're going to have ranked choice voting, which means that you can vote for your first choice, your second choice, and your third choice. So that allows, say, for instance, the candidate you voted for your first choice doesn't get 15% of the ballot, which would entitle them to the delegate. Then your ballot will be counted for your second choice.
Okay. And we aren't using an app, right? So we're not going to have the problems that Iowa had.
What happened to Iowa is they tried to use an app for reporting the results. And we are having the ballots go to the counting center where they will be counting. We're not depending on the polling sites to call in results.
Okay, so every state's probably doing it a little different, but you feel pretty confident that we're not going to have those snafus, huh?
I don't think we'll have the snafus Iowa has,
okay.
But I'm sure we'll have a few hiccups. That's why we're working very hard to plan for every eventuality and have a plan in place.
Okay, and then important deadlines,
is
real quick.
February 18th to enroll in the party. And then again by March 8th. And if you don't do all of that, April 4th, you can register to vote, enroll in the party, and vote in the party-run presidential primary.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Kate Stanley, for laying this out. New name, new process, and so people need to pay attention.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We have been talking with Kate Stanley, interim head of the Democratic Party here in Hawaii. You may be wondering what's happening with the GOP. Well, the party here had a caucus set for March, but apparently that has been canceled as all of its 19 votes will go to support President Donald Trump.